will not be very comfortable.
眼睛看不清楚，全身都觉得很混乱，很模糊。
And if the eyes cannot see clearly, then the whole body will feel, everything will feel like it's a blur.
但是你看什么东西会直接影响你的心情。
But what are some things that you see that will immediately affect your feelings and how you're feeling at that time?
比如说，如果你看到家里很乱，很多还没有清洁的碗啊、杯盘啊、脏衣服啊，心情都不好了。
For example, if you see a whole dish, all the dishes at your house in the kitchen that is not washed, and it's all very filthy and dirty, then you will not feel good inside.
如果出去走一走，看看漂亮的花。漂亮的大自然，心情就会很好。
But if you go out to take a walk and you see the beautiful flowers in nature, then your feelings, what you're feeling at that time, will be really good.
那我们作为一个基督徒，活在这个世界上面。
And as a Christian living in this world today,
我们首先要问一个问题。
First, we need to ask ourselves a question.
是不是基督徒信了耶稣之后就不会遇到患难呢？
Is it true that when a Christian becomes, once they become a believer of the Christ, they will no longer face any problems anymore?
如果打开圣经看看，绝对不是这样。
But if you open the Bible and you read, then you'll truly understand it is not so.
我们一样会遇到别人遇到的生老病死的问题。
And you still will encounter the death and when you're getting old, you will die. All these problems that everyone else encounters.
但是我们作为一个基督徒有什么不一样呢？
But for us, as a Christian today, what is different about us?
我们不一样都在乎我们的眼睛不一样。
But the only thing that is very different about us is our eyes are different.
我们心灵的眼睛在遇到困难的时候可以仰望主。
The eyes of our hearts, when we face problems and tribulations, we can lift our eyes up to see the Lord.
我们请来看诗篇123篇。
Let's turn to Psalms chapter 123.
诗篇123篇。
Psalms 123.
我们读第一到第四节。
Let's read from verse 1 to 4.
诗篇123篇第一节。
Psalms chapter 123 verse 1.
坐在天上的主啊，我向你举目。第二节。
Verse 2.
看啊，仆人的眼睛怎么样望主人的手，使女的眼睛怎么样望祖母的手，我们的眼睛也照样望耶和华我们的神，直到他怜悯我们。第三节。
Verse
3. 耶和华啊，求你怜悯我们，怜悯我们，因为我们被藐视已到极处。第四节。
Verse 4.
我们被那些安逸的人讥诮和骄傲的人藐视已到极处。
Verse 1, I lift up my eyes to you whose throne is in heaven. Verse 2, as the eyes slaves look to the hand of their master, as the eyes of a maid look to the hand of her mistress, so our eyes look to the Lord our God till he shows us his mercy. Verse 3, have mercy on us, O Lord, have mercy on us, for we have endured much contempt. Verse 4, we have endured much ridicule from the proud, much contempt from the arrogant.
一个信神的人呢，遇到困难的时候，他有两种选择。
When a person that believes in the Lord, when they first trials and tribulations, they have two choices that they can make.
第一种选择，他们可以选择埋怨神，或者是怀疑神。
The first choice that they can make is to doubt God or to complain to God.
他可以跟神说，神啊，我信你，你为什么还让我遇到这个事情？
They can tell God that I believe in you, but why do you still let me encounter such problems?
为什么你不祝福我？
Why will you not bless me?
没有信神的人好像比我还更好。
The ones that don't even believe in you, it seems as if they're doing better than I am.
第二种的选择，
The second choice that they can make is
一个信神的人，他虽然有很多的问题，
is that even though a person who believes in the Lord, they will have many problems.
但是他告诉自己，我不要埋怨神。
But they tell themselves that I will not complain to God.
我要选择，我要仰望神。
But what I will do is I'm going to lift my eyes up to the Lord.
埋怨永远解决不了问题。
Because if I complain, nothing will be solved.
但是他相信，如果仰望神的话，我的帮助可以从神而来。
But they believe that if I lift my eyes up to see the Lord, then my problems will be solved.
亲爱的弟兄姐妹，其实这个观念可以应用在我们的生活当中了。
Dearly beloved brothers and sisters, this kind of concept we can use within our daily lives.
如果我们夫妻的关系出了问题，
If between husbands and wives, there's problem between us.
如果我们有更多的埋怨的话，
If we have much complaint,
很可能我们会把这个问题弄得更复杂。
Then it's very possible that you will make this problem even greater than it already is.
如果我们亲子之间的关系已经很疏离了，
If between your children, parents and children, this relationship that you have with them is very distant.
如果彼此之间再多一些埋怨的话，
And in between both of you, you have more complaint for one another.
这个关系就会完全破裂。
Then this relationship that you have will completely be destroyed.
所以埋怨从来没有办法帮助一个人解决任何问题。
And therefore, if you complain, it will never help anyone to solve any kind of problem.
所以写这首诗的诗人，他选择说，我遇到困难，我要仰望我的神。
And therefore, this author of this psalm, it tells us that when I face problems, I will look up to my Lord.
首先我们来看看当时历史的背景啊，这些诗人到底遇到什么的困难。
Let's look at the historical times and we can see what kind of problems does this psalmist has faced.
第三节第四节说啊，他们被人藐视，被人讥诮，已到极处。
In verse 3 and 4, there it tells us that they have endured much contempt and they have been ridiculed.
到底是谁讥诮他们呢？
Who is it that does not who ridicule them?
我们看历代志下的三十六章。
Let's turn to Second Chronicles, verse chapter 36.
历代志下三十六章。
Second Chronicles, chapter 36.
第十七节。
Verse 17.
历代志下三十六章第十七节。
Second Chronicles, chapter 36, verse 17.
这里记载啊，所以耶和华使加勒底人的王来攻击他们，在他们圣殿里用刀杀了他们的壮丁。不连续他们的少男处女老人白昼耶和华帐他们都交在加勒底王的手里。第十八节
Verse 18,
加勒底王将神殿里的大小器皿与耶和华殿里的财宝并王和首领的财宝都带到巴比伦去了。第十九节
Verse 19,
加勒底人焚烧神的殿，拆毁耶和华的城墙，用火烧了城里的宫殿，毁坏了城里宝贵的器皿。这里告诉我们一段以色列人的历史。
Here, briefly, it tells us about the history of the Israelites.
以色列人本来是神的选民。
In the beginning, Israelites were the chosen people of God.
神带领他们从埃及拯救他们出来。
God had led them out of Egypt.
把他们安置在非常美好的迦南美地。
And they had placed them safely in a very wonderful land of Canaan.
他们应该从那时候开始就好好的敬畏神才对了。
They should from that time on to worship God.
但是人并不是这样子。
But men are not like so.
人有时候越平安越顺利啊，反而有时候忘记神的恩典。
When times they're facing is very smoothly and very peacefully, they will forget about the grace and blessings of the Lord.
所以以色列百姓从出埃及那一刻开始啊，从来没有停止过拜偶像。
And therefore, from the moment the Israelites left Egypt, they have not stopped worshipping idols.
从来没有停止过行淫乱来得罪神。
They have not sinned. They have not. They did not stop sinning.
神从早到晚派遣很多先知去劝他们，去劝他们悔改，不要再犯罪了。
From day till night, God sent many prophets to go tell them, to warn them, to tell them not to sin anymore.
但是他们都不听从。
But none of them would listen.
最后神没有办法了。
And lastly, God had no other choice.
神就差遣加拉底人，就是巴比伦人，来毁灭整个以色列国。
And therefore, God sent the Babylonians to destroy the Israelites.
圣殿也烧掉了。
Even the temple of God was destroyed.
国家也没有了。
Now the country was destroyed as well.
百姓也被掳了。
And all the people in the country are being taken captives.
没有被杀的人就被带到巴比伦去。
The people that were not killed during that time were taken to the Babylon.
这个在主前586年就发生的事情。
And this is at the time of 586 BC.
那这个告诉我们一件事情。
And this tells us one thing.
在当时的百姓来说，他们可能不明白神的旨意。
And it's that the people of that time, they might have not known about what is the will of the Lord.
但是是不是神不爱他的百姓呢？
But is it because that the Lord did not love his people?
为什么神的百姓还会遇到这种事情呢？
Why do the people of the Lord have to face such problems like this?
第一当然是神的管教。
First of all, it must be the teachings of the Lord.
但是这个反而更告诉我们呢，神是特别爱他的百姓。
But here it then lets us see and lets us understand that it is because the Lord truly loves his people.
如果不爱的话，绝对不会管教的。
If he did not even love them, then he would not teach them and give them lessons.
所以以色列百姓在受苦的时候才会晓得向神来祷告。
And therefore, when the Israelites were suffering, only then that they would pray to the Lord.
就写出我们刚刚所读的这个诗篇123篇那个向主啊来举目这个诗篇。
And then, just like the Psalm chapter 123, that it tells us that they lift their eyes up to see the Lord.
他们已经被掳了。
Because at that time, they're already in captives.
好可怜。
It's very indeed such a pity.
啊，我小弟曾经去过那个非洲很多的国家。
In the past, I went to many different countries in Africa.
最可怜是什么地方呢？
What is the most pitiful place?
啊，我们常看最可怜，好像那些没东西吃啦，很穷的那些小孩子。
We would think that it's those kids that don't have anything to eat are the ones that are most pitiful.
但是最可怜的，并不是最穷的人，最可怜是那些无家可归、没有国家的人。
But in fact, it's not the ones that are the poorest that don't have food to eat, but it's the ones that don't belong anywhere. They don't even have a home.
去过很多的难民营啊，里面很多的这种流离失所的难民，真的很可怜。
I've been to many refugee camps, and there are indeed many refugees that they were there.
没有错，家里很穷。
And it's true that they're very poor.
但是更可怜的是，有家虽然很穷都回不去。
But what is even more pitiful is that they are poor, but they have a home, but they cannot even return back home.
那么今天2000年之后对我们来说有什么意义呢？
But 2000 years later, what does this have to do anything with us?
我们这里没有难民啊，我们都是很好的加拿大公民啊。
We don't have refugee here today, and we're all Canadians.
但是事实上并不是这样。
But as a matter of fact, this is not so.
今天在这个社会里面还有很多的难民啊。
Within the society, there are still many refugees.
很多被捆绑的人。
There are many people that are taken captive.
很多属灵的难民呢。
There are many spiritual refugees.
什么意思呢？
What does this mean?
我们看《约翰福音》第八章啊。
Let's turn to John chapter 8.
约翰福音第八章34节。
John chapter 8 verse 34.
约翰福音第八章33节开始看。
John chapter 8 starting from verse 33.
八章三十三节。
Chapter 8 verse 33.
他们回答说，我们是亚伯拉罕的后裔，从来没有做过谁的奴仆，你怎么说你们必得以自由呢？三十四节。
34.
耶稣回答说，我实实在在的告诉你们，所有犯罪的就是罪的奴仆。耶稣讲得很清楚。
Here our Lord Jesus Christ tells us very clearly.
信耶稣才有自由。
Only when you believe in the Lord, then you will have freedom.
今天很多人不敢信耶稣。
There are many people in this world, they dare not to believe in Jesus.
他说耶稣你的道理很好。
They say the truth that Jesus teaches is very good.
信耶稣好像被绑住了。
But it feels as if when you believe in him, you're bounded.
不能喝酒。
You can't even drink.
不能赌钱。
And you can't gamble.
不能玩女人。
And you cannot indulge in sexual immorality.
这个人生有什么乐趣？
Then what is the joy of life then?
对，不敢来信。
Then they do not want to come to believe.
但是耶稣讲得很清楚。
But here Jesus Christ tells us clearly.
信耶稣才有真正的自由。
Only when you believe, then you will be truly free.
为什么？
Why is it so?
我们信了耶稣，不需要那些东西，都可以很快乐。
Because once we believe in the Lord, we don't even need all these worldly pleasures, and still we can be happy.
我们不需要一杯酒，但是我们心里都很满足。
We don't need that glass of alcohol or wine, but yet our hearts still can be joyful.
我们不需要在外面很多男女的关系，我们只有家里有太太有先生，我们就很快乐。
We don't need to go out to find even more relationship with other men or women. We have our wife or husband at home, and we're very content.
甚至我们不需要一根香烟，我们都可以活得很自在。
And even though we don't need that one cigarette, and still we can feel very freely.
耶稣说啊，被什么控制就是谁的奴仆啊。
And here Jesus Christ says, I tell you the truth, everyone who sins is a slave to sin.
今天很多奴仆啊，这个世界上面。
Today there are many slaves in this world.
过几天就是所谓的圣诞节了。
And a few more days, it's what we call Christmas.
但是所谓的圣诞节，今天已经变成是犯罪的节日了。
And this Christmas that we see today has already become a day of sin.
在这几天里面有多少人会喝醉酒？
Just think about how many people within that Christmas holiday they would drink.
多少青年人会在去 party 的时候会滥用药物？
And how many youths and young people, when they go to parties, they will take drugs.
多少年轻人会在圣诞节平安夜失身啊？
And how many youths they will lose their virginity on the day of Christmas.
通通被绑住了。
And all of these they have been captured.
所以信耶稣就是要从那些不好东西里面释放出来。
And therefore, once you believe in the Lord, you will be free from all these things.
啊，因为这里告诉我们呢。
Because here it tells us.
啊，诗篇123篇。
Psalms chapter 123.
啊，第四节。
Verse 4.
就是说他们被人藐视已到极处了。
Here it tells us we have endured much ridicule from the proud.
一个人如果有不好的习惯,
if a person has bad habits,
一个人如果在生活在罪的当中,
if a person lives within sin,
虽然可能别人不知道,
and even though others may not know,
但自己心里不平安啊,
but they don't have that peace within themselves.
有时候自己都看不起自己,
sometimes they even despise themselves.
别人也会看不起我们,
others will then despise them.
因为见不了光, 有不好的习惯。
Because they cannot see the light because of their bad habits.
一个被罪绑住的人是没有尊严的。
And therefore, a person who is being taken captive of sin has no, cannot, has no respect.
好了，那么诗人说他要决定要仰望神了。
And therefore, the psalmist tells us that he has decided that he will lift his eyes up to God.
怎么样来仰望神呢？
How does he lift his eyes up to God?
这也是来告诉我们，一个人向神祷告要有什么的态度呢？
And here it also tells us what kind of attitudes we should have when we pray to the Lord.
啊，第一点呢。
First point.
这是有谦卑的态度。
Is to be very
humble.
Humble.
第二节这里说，看啊，仆人的眼睛怎么样望主人的手，使你的眼睛怎么样望祖母的手，我们的眼睛也要照样仰望神。请读。
There tells us verse 2, as eyes of the slave look to the hand of their masters, as eyes of a maid look to the hand of her mistress, so our eyes look to the Lord our God till he shows us his mercy.
每个人都想从神那边得到恩典。
All of us want to receive that blessing, some blessing from the Lord.
但是态度很重要。
But it's very important about our own attitude.
诗人告诉我们怎么样的态度才可以打动神呢？
The psalmist tells us that what kind of attitude we must have in order to move God.
所以说啊，他的眼睛是仆人的眼睛。
Here it says that his eyes are just like the eyes of the slave.
什么叫仆人的眼睛呢？
What kind of eyes are the eyes of the slave?
是很谦卑的。
It's a type of eyes that's very humble.
希望主人可以怜悯他。
Hoping that the master will have mercy on them.
什么叫使女的眼睛呢？
What is the eyes of the maid?
求我的祖母啊，可以怜悯我，可以给我恩典啊。
And the eyes of the maid will look to the mistress and hoping the mistress will give her some blessing and have mercy on her.
啊，我们常常说我们信了主。
Often we would say we have believed in the Lord.
但是我们想想这句话，什么叫做信了主？
But when we think about this, what does it mean to believe in the Lord?
有时候我们信了主，但是这个主是我们自己啊。
But sometimes when we think about this Lord that we believed in, it might be ourselves.
为什么呢？
Why is it so?
我们可能向神求一件事情。
Because when we ask something from God,
解决一个问题,
to solve a problem for us,
神好像没有马上回应,
it seems as if God has not responded to me immediately.
我们就有点不高兴,
and we feel a bit uneasy and
inside of us. 到底是怎么回事啊？祷告那么久都没有回应。
What happened? How come I've been praying for so long and he has no response for me?
信了主不是应该得到很多恩典的吗？
Shouldn't I receive a lot of blessing when I believe in the Lord?
结果都没有。
But I don't have anything.
没有耐心啊。
And I don't have any patience anymore.
好像神欠我们东西这样。
It seems as if God owes us something.
所以有时候不晓得谁是主人了。
And therefore, often we forget who is the master.
但是诗人的态度他不是这样讲。
But the psalmist, his attitude is not like so.
他说我是仆人啊，你是主人，你要给我就给。
He understands that he is a slave and God is the master. And the master, whenever he wants to give, he can give.
我们看一个例子啊。
Let's look at an example.
马太福音第十五章。
Matthew chapter 15.
马太福音第十五章第二十一节。
Matthew chapter 15, verse 21.
十五章二十一节念到二十七节。
Matthew chapter 15, verse 21 to 27.
好，请你读。
21, leaving that place, Jesus withdrew to the region of Tyre and Sidon. 22, a Canaanite woman from the Venestary came to him, crying out, Lord, son of David, have mercy on me. My daughter is suffering terribly from demon possession. 23. Jesus did not answer a word, But so his disciple came to him and urged him, "Send her away, for she keeps crying out after us." 24, he answered, "I was sent only to the lost sheep of Israel." 25, the woman came and knelt before him. "Lord, help me," she said. 26, he replied, "It is not right to take the children's bread and toss it to their dogs." 27, "Yes, Lord," she said, "but even the dogs eat the crumbs that fall from their master's table."
28,
then Jesus answered, "Woman, you have great faith. Your request is granted." And her daughter was healed from that very hour.
这个故事我们非常熟悉啊。
The story we're all very familiar with.
这里有一个迦南的妇人。
There was a Canaanite woman.
迦南的妇人就是所谓的外邦人。
This Canaanite woman is what we call the Gentile.
就是非犹太人。
And they were not Jews.
以当时主耶稣这个时代来说啊。
For the time of Jesus Christ that when he was in.
这个救恩呢，应该还没有临到外邦人的。
The salvation has not yet landed on the Gentiles.
耶稣的工作是先传给犹太人，以后救恩才传给外邦人。
The job of Jesus was to preach the gospel to the Jews, and it was later on that the Gentiles would receive the salvation.
为什么这个外邦人都可以得到神的恩典呢?
But why is it so that even this Gentile woman, she can receive the grace of the Lord?
我觉得这里有几个重点。
Here I can see there are a few points.
耶稣试验他的信心。
Jesus had tested her faith.
我来是往以色列家的羊去啊。
Here he tells him, "I was sent only to the lost sheep of Israel."
那个妇人还不肯走。
And at that time, the woman would not even leave.
就想为什么妇人不肯走呢?
Why is it that the woman would not leave?
因为妇人有母爱。
Because the woman had this motherly love.
母亲的爱在全世界当中啊, 可以说最强的。
A love of a mother can be considered the greatest kind of love within this world.
母亲的爱比男女的爱还强。
The love of a mother is even greater and surpasses the love between man and woman.
多少男人曾经山盟海誓说，哎呀，太太，我爱你。
How many men they've sworn to the mountains and the sea to their wives that I love you.
但是多少男人已经跑掉了。
But how many of those men have already left their wives?
多少女人也上命海誓，但是多少女人也跑掉了。
How many women have sworn to the mountains and the sea, but yet they have yet left their husbands now?
但是母亲的爱啊，不会那么容易跑掉。
But only the love of the mother, they will not fail.
耶稣拒绝她，她还是在求啊。
And even though Jesus Christ refused her, but she still continued to ask for this.
所以说放了一句狠狠的话。
Jesus Christ here, he said something that's very cruel.
不要把主人的饼丢给狗吃啊。
It is not right to take the children's bread and toss it to their
儿女的饼啊,
dogs.
儿女的饼啊，不可以给狗吃的。
The children's bread cannot be tossed to the dogs.
耶稣讲这句话好像很不对。
Jesus Christ saying this, it seems as if it's not right.
其实在当时来说也没有不对。
But at that time, you can't say that it's wrong.
因为当时来说，真的是只有以色列百姓才是神的儿女。
Because at that very time of history, only the Israelites were considered the children of God.
但是主耶稣讲这句话，最终是试验他的信心。But
because the reason Jesus Christ said this is because he wanted to test her faith.
要得到很大的恩典，要需要胜过很大的试炼。In
order for you to receive this great blessing, you need to pass this test.
所以有时候主耶稣会试验我们。And
therefore, sometimes God will test us.
你求一次不一定马上得到。
When you ask once, you will not immediately receive.
求的东西不一定马上给你。
The things that you ask for, not immediately, you will get it right away.
你这样求也不一定照这样给你。
This way that you want, something that you want, may not be given to you in the manner that you want it to be.
主耶稣知道你需要什么。
But the Lord Jesus Christ knows what is it that you want.
妇人怎么回答呢?
How is it the woman that responded?
主啊，不错。
And he said, "Yes, Lord."
但狗也可以吃它主人。 从座上掉下来的饼啊,
but even the dogs eat the crumbs that fall from the master's table.
他说主啊, 我知道,没有关系, 你说我是狗, 我就是狗也没关系。
And she thought, she said that, thinking that it's okay if you say I'm a dog, I'm totally fine with being a dog.
我本来就不配得你的恩典啊。
Because in the beginning I was not worthy to receive your blessing.
但是如果你给我的话, 我会很高兴。
But if you're willing to give me, I'll be very happy.
但是我知道我是不配得的。
But I know that I'm not worthy even to receive.
今天我们有没有这种观念呢?
Today, do we have this kind of thinking and
神给我任何的恩典, 我是不配得的。
Whatever type of blessing that is given to you from God, we're actually not worthy to receive.
什么叫做恩典?
What is this grace and blessing?
恩典从定义上来说都不是工资, 不是说你做了什么才给你的。
This is not something as a pay that someone gives you when you do something right.
耶稣拣选我们的时候, 我们的行为没有很好。
When our Lord Jesus Christ had chosen us, our works and our actions and deeds were not good.
甚至今天我们的行为可能也没有100分呢。
Up until today, even our actions may not be 100% good.
所以说给我圣灵也不是因为说我的表现特别好。
And the Lord Jesus Christ has given me Holy Spirit does not mean that because my actions are good.
都是因为主耶稣怜悯我。
It is because he has mercy on us.
所以有这种谦卑的观念。
And therefore, when you have this kind of concept that is very humble,
主啊，我是不配的。
That this concept that I am not worthy,
但是求你帮助我。
But please help me.
有这种观念的话，祷告的时候心中就很平静。
And once you have this kind of concept, then your heart during prayer will be very peaceful.
啊，第二种态度。
The second type of attitude.
看回来诗篇一百二十三篇第二节。
Let's look back to Psalm chapter 123, verse 2.
这里说，仆人的眼睛怎么看主人的手呢？
How does the slave's eyes look at the hand of the master?
这就是很专注的这个态度。
This the way that the slaves look. It's very right on the master.
你想想看，如果一个人，如果一个人要求东西的话。
If a person wants to ask for something,
哇，最重要的就是眼神的接触啊。
The most important thing is the eyes.
有时候啊，那孩子啊，要求我东西啊，两只小试着试那个两个眼睛啊，看着我，我就很感动，就会，好了好了，给你玩这个了。
And it's just like my children, when they want something from me, their eyes, that they look at me in that manner, I can't help it. 啊、and I'll say, okay, okay, you can have it.
但是想想看，如果我们跟一个人讲话或是求东西，没有讲几句，头都转开了。
But when you think about it in another way, if you want to talk to a person, or you want to ask for something, and you don't even finish conversation, you just turn your eyes away, or you even turn your head and look another way.
感动不了对方了。
Then you will not touch the other person.
我们来看《使徒行传》。
Let's turn to Acts of Apostles.
啊，第三章。
Chapter 3.
使徒行传第三章。
Acts of Apostles, Chapter 3.
啊，第一节。
Verse 1.
第一节到第七节。
Verse 1 to 7. Verse 1. One day Peter and John were going up to the temple at the time of prayer, at 3 in the afternoon, too. A man crippled from birth was being carried to the temple gate called Beautiful, where he was put every day to beg from those going into the temple courts. Verse 3. When he saw Peter and John about to enter, he asked them for money. Verse 4. Peter looked straight at him, and he did, as did John. Then Peter said, "Look at us." Verse 5. So the man gave them his attention, expecting to get something from them. Verse 6. Then Peter said, "Silver or gold I do not have, but what I have I give you. In the name of Lord Jesus Christ of Nazareth, walk." Verse 7. Taking him by the right hand, he helped him up, and instantly the man's feet and ankles became strong.
就是彼得约翰在圣殿里面行了很大的神迹。
And this is the great miracle that Peter and John have performed outside the temple.
这个神迹也是使徒他们得了圣灵之后行的第一个神迹。
This is also the first miracle that was performed after the apostles have received the Holy Spirit.
因为这个神迹出现非常重要。
Because this miracle was very important.
百姓都相信使徒了。
And therefore many people believed in the apostles.
啊，所以这个神迹啊，在使徒行传的发展来说是一个非常重要的这个里程碑。
And therefore, it's a very important beginning for this miracle to happen.
但是为什么这个神迹会发现呢？
Why is it that this miracle would happen?
啊，这里告诉我们，伸出祷告的时候，彼得、约翰上圣殿里面去。
Here it says that one day Peter and John were going up to the temple at the time of prayer.
啊，两个好童工。
Here, two good workers, holy workers.
彼得比较老。
Peter was older.
约翰比较年轻。
John was younger.
但是两个固定的时间上圣殿去祷告。
But at a certain time, they would go to the temple to pray together.
今天也是一样。
Today is the same.
一个人祷告很好。
It's very good for one person to pray.
但是不是最有力的祷告。
But it's not the most effective prayer.
最有力的祷告，两个人同心合一祷告。
The most powerful prayer is when two kneel together and pray.
主耶稣讲得很清楚了。
Here the Lord Jesus Christ will tell us clearly.
你们任何人在地上，两个人同心合意跪在地上祷告。
And of you in this world, and two of you kneel together and pray in my name.
天父，天上的父都为你们成全了。
And our Father in heaven will grant you what you pray for.
所以如果夫妻都信了主的话。
And therefore, if husband and wife both believe in the Lord.
不要只说啊，我祷告我的，你祷告你的。
You can't say that I'll just pray for my own things and you can pray for your own things.
我们一起来祷告。
We should pray together.
教会如果有同工的话。
And if there are holy workers in the church.
一起祷告。
Pray together.
知道谁比较软弱的话。
If you know who is weaker.
来，我陪你一起来教会祷告。
And you tell them that let's come to the church and I'll pray for you.
只要有祷告，什么事情都会发生。
And as long as you're willing to pray, anything could happen.
没有计划的东西都会发生。
Nothing, it will not go by any plan.
他们这里哪有计划?
Here, as we can see, there were no plan of this incident from
这些东西也计划不了。
happening. And you can't even plan these miracles from happening.
但是祷告的时候机会就来了。
But only when you want at the hour of prayer, all these chances come.
这个瘸腿的人在圣殿面前。
And the cripple was right in front of the gate.
指望彼得约翰给他们钱啊。
Hoping that Peter and John would give him some money.
这个有时候常常都是我们所想的东西。
And many times, these are the things that we are thinking about.
我们生活在物质的肉体当中。
And we live in this world that is very worldly and in flesh.
我们当然想说，神给我们的是物质的恩典。
And of course, what we want and is for God to give us the materialistic things.
但是神给我们的东西有时候是更宝贵的，更重要的。
But sometimes, when we think about it another way, the things that God grants us and gives us is even more precious.
彼得讲了一句很重要的话。
Peter says something very important.
第四节，这里彼得约翰定睛看他。
Verse 4, Peter looks straight at him.
我觉得这句话非常宝贵。
I think this is very important and very precious, this verse.
彼得约翰是神的工人。
Peter and John were the workers of the Lord.
他们被圣灵大大的充满。
They were greatly moved and filled by the Holy Spirit.
他们看东西已经不只是这个肉体的眼睛而已了。
What they see with their eyes is no longer just the eyes of the flesh.
圣经说属灵人可以参透万事。
And the Bible tells us that the spiritual man can see through everything.
彼得马上看到工作的机会来了。
Peter immediately saw there was work to be done here.
彼得马上知道神的工在里面了。
And Peter immediately knew that the work of the Lord will be here.
彼得知道他们现在要做什么。
Peter immediately knew that what he had to do then.
彼得也知道这个人到底需要什么。
And Peter also knew that what was it that he needed.
所以彼得约翰定睛看这个人。
And therefore Peter looked straight at him as a John.
彼得马上可以叫他起来走路啊。
Peter could have just told him to stand up and walk.
但是彼得有个要求。
But Peter had something that he wanted from
this
man.
彼得说你看我们。
Peter had told the man, look at us.
那就留意看他们要得什么东西了。
So the man gave them attention, expecting to get something from them.
彼得就讲句话了。
And Peter said something.
非常重要。
This is very important what Peter said.
金银我都没有。
Silver or gold I do not have.
只把我所有的给你。
But what I have I give you.
奉拉撒勒人耶稣的圣名叫你起来走路吧。
In the name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth, walk.
今天我们也是一样。
Today is the same for us.
要得到恩典吗?
Do we want to receive the blessing?
我们要专心要仰望主。
We need to concentrate to look at Jesus.
我们知道太阳光啊，平常你感觉不到它那个热力啊。
And sometimes we know the sun can't feel the warmth.
但是只要你把一个放大镜放在太阳底下，在有强烈阳光的时候，那一点聚焦的那一点就可以着火，可以烧起来。
And we know that we put a magnifying glass where there's great sunlight, and you put something underneath, then that sunlight can make fire.
今天我们常常也祷告。
Today we pray.
但我们祷告没力，有时候。
But you feel as if your prayers are very weak.
为什么呢？
Why is it so?
有时候我们在家里祷告。
Sometimes when we're praying at home.
祷告五分钟了。
We pray for 5 minutes.
电话响了。
The telephone rings.
祷告十分钟了。
Pray for 10 minutes.
家庭主妇可能讲，我那一锅汤啊，等一下不晓得滚了没有，要不要加点东西啊？
And the woman of the house would probably think that soup that I'm making is boiling already.
祷告十分钟了，想说，哎呀，上洗手间好了。
And 10 minutes later, I have to go wash.
祷告十五分钟了，想说，哎呀，差不多了。
And 15 minutes, you think probably it's about time to stop.
祷告不集中。
Our prayer is not very focused.
所以变成说，哎，我们祷告的时候没有力量。
And therefore, when we're praying, we don't feel that power.
啊，为什么我们说去神训班啊，去讲习会的人，他们特别回来特别灵力很充满呢？
Why is it that the people that go to these theological seminars, that after when they return, they feel very spiritually cultivated?
没有错，听了很多美好的道理。
It's true, they listen to many precious teachings.
但是啊，这道理听很多啊，都是通通忘记了很多之后。
But tell you the truth, all the teaching that they've heard at that time, they've already forgotten a lot.
但是为什么特别灵力充满呢？
But why is it that they can be spiritually cultivated?
去那种地方，你没有其他的杂念。
Because when you enter a place like that, you don't have any other thoughts.
整天只有专心祷告。
Every day, you're only focused on praying.
一定是圣灵特别充满了。
And therefore, the Holy Spirit will be filled within you.
所以今天我们也是一样。
And therefore, today is the same for us.
要得到神的恩典。
For us to receive the grace and blessing of the Lord.
我们这里啊，我们真耶稣教会没有十字架，没有看耶稣的像。
For our true Jesus Church, we don't have the cross or statues of Jesus Christ for us to see.
圣经讲得很清楚，不可以做任何的偶像来代表神。
Because the Bible tells us very clearly that we cannot make any image or idols to represent God.
我们怎么仰望神呢？
But how can we look and turn our eyes upon God?
心里仰望神，专心用信心的眼睛来仰望神。
Is to use our heart, the eyes of our heart and our faith to look at God.
我去古巴的时候。
When I went to Cuba.
那边有差不多五六个慕道者。
And there were about five or six truth seekers.
都是中国大陆去的。
And they were all from mainland China.
刚开始的时候他们都不信。
And in the beginning, they didn't even believe in the truth.
但是因为神恩典的带领。
But because it is the grace of the Lord that was guiding them.
主耶稣赐圣灵给第一个人。
When the Holy Spirit was granted by the Lord Jesus Christ on the first person.
其他人就觉得说，哎，这个真的是有这回事啊。
Then the others would start to think, I think there's really something going on here.
他们也求圣灵了。
And therefore, then they pray for the Holy Spirit.
这个一个一个得到了。
And one by one, they've all received the Holy Spirit.
有一个。
And there's one of them.
祷告了13天呢，都还没得到。
And he prayed for 13 days. He didn't even receive the Holy Spirit.
祷告也很大声啊。
And he really prayed loudly.
那么最后一天呢？
And now it's the last day.
最后一次聚会啊。
It's the last service.
其他人就跟他开玩笑了。
And other people were joking at him.
你看，每次祷告都是躲在那个角落。
And they told him that every single time when you pray, you hide in that corner.
不如换个位置啊，换在中间呢。
Why don't you move to the center and pray there?
会不会这个环境比较好啊？
Maybe the environment in the center is better.
告诉他们说，哎呀，这个不是风水啊，跪哪里都可以得圣灵的，不一定要跪那边的。
And I told them this is not feng shui. You don't have to kneel somewhere for you to receive the Holy Spirit.
但是那个弟兄，那个慕道者说，好吧，我这次就跪中间。
And the truth seeker thought, okay, fine, this time I'll pray in the center.
结果那次大家特别认真帮他祷告。
And at that time, everyone really focused and prayed for him.
他自己也知道说听那么多道理，但是还没有体会圣灵。
And he himself, he knew that he has heard so much truth, but he had not even experienced about the Holy Spirit.
真的是迫切祷告。
And therefore, he really prayed hard.
Hallelujah, 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 这样念。
Hallelujah, Hallelujah, repetitively, he would pray.
整个头发都是汗。
And he was full of sweat.
当一个人祷告的那么认真的时候
，When a person that prays so diligently and so focused，
他就不会觉得说，哎呀，不好意思了。
And he wouldn't feel shy at all.
他也不会想时间了。
And he wouldn't even think about the time.
他说，我想要圣灵。
Because all he thought about was he wanted the Holy Spirit.
我想要主耶稣住在我里面。
I want the Lord Jesus Christ to dwell within me.
主啊，你要进来，你要帮助我。
Lord, you must come into me. You must help me.
我们要知道什么叫圣灵啊。
We need to understand what is the Holy Spirit.
圣灵是神本身啊。
Holy Spirit is God Himself.
是耶稣的灵。
It is the Spirit of Jesus.
这等于你要请耶稣进到你心里面。
It's just like you're asking the Lord Jesus Christ to come into your heart.
今天如果我们要请朋友来家里吃饭。
Today, if you want to invite your friends to your home for dinner,
跟 Lisa 说 ，Lisa 来吃饭。
So if I tell Lisa, would you like to come to my house for dinner?
这样讲两句没有什么诚意，对不对
？And if I just say, say it once, it doesn't seem as if I was really sincere.
我想进来吃饭，但是我不讲话。
And but
看着你
even though she doesn't answer anything,
但是我说 Lisa 进来吃饭了。
And but instead, I should say, Lisa, why don't you come and have dinner?
不来了，很忙啊，没关系，来吧。
And she'll refuse and say, No, I'm very busy, but I'll continue and insist, No, just come.
这样只是打动别人了。
And only then you'll be able to move another person.
祷告请耶稣进来也是一样的话。
It's the same way when we pray to the Lord when we invite Him into your heart.
感谢主，最后那次祷告。
And therefore, thank the grace of the Lord in the last prayer.
圣灵降临了。
The Holy Spirit came into him.
真的体会到，哎，真的是这个教会。 这个道理真的是不一样。
And there he experienced that this church, this truth indeed is very different.
那我们聚会也要专心。
And therefore, during our service, we need to be focused and concentrated.
聚会专心的话，你会发现你说听到的东西啊，吸收进去啊，真的是不一样。
And when only when you focus and concentrate, then the things that you absorb from the sermon will be very different.
所以什么事情专心才能够成功？
And it doesn't matter what it is, everything you need to be focused and concentrate, and therefore you will be successful.
所以仰望神啊，要专心。
And therefore, when we look at the Lord, we need to be focused and concentrate.
啊，再来第三点。
Then the third point.
啊，这个仰望是什么意思呢？
What does it mean to look up to?
就是耐心的等候。
It's another meaning for waiting patiently.
啊，我们刚回来诗篇123篇。
Let's turn back to Psalms chapter 123.
第二节啊。
Verse 2.
这里说，啊，看啊，仆人的眼睛怎么望主人的手，使你的眼睛怎么望祖母的手，我们的眼睛也照样望我们的神，直到他怜悯我们。
Verse 2, the eyes of the slave look to the hand of their master, as the eyes of the maid look to the hand of her mistress. So our eyes look to the Lord our God, till he shows us his mercy.
既然神是主人，我是仆人。
And since our God is the master and we're the slaves,
啊，神有神的时间。
Then our master, our God, has his own time.
所以等到时候到了，我们只等到神怜悯我们，我们才可以停止。
And therefore, we will only stop when the time comes, when the time of the Lord comes.
今天我们也是一样。
Today is the same for us.
我们可能在祷告神。
We might be praying to our Lord.
有些东西没有神好像没有马上的回应。
There are many things that seems as if God has not responded us immediately.
但是我们要想一个问题。
But let's think about this question.
神的时间是最好的时间。
The timing of the Lord is the best timing.
神知道什么时候东西给我们什么时候。
Because the Lord knows when to give these things to us.
啊，像我们儿女要我们要东西。
It's just like our children when they want something from us.
我们有我们的时候，不会什么都马上给他们的。
We have our own time to give to them. We won't just give them whatever they want.
我常常觉得这个例子是蛮感动的。
I often think about this example that is very touching.
我们看创世纪二十五章。
Let's look at Genesis chapter 25.
啊，二十五章二十一节。
Genesis chapter 25 verse 21.
啊，二十五章二十一节。
25 verse 21.
这里我们常常读到的例子。
This is an example that we often read about.
就是说，以撒因他的妻子不生育，就为他祈求耶和华，耶和华应允他的祈求，他的妻子利百加就怀了孕。
21. Isaac prayed to the Lord on behalf of his wife because she was barren. The Lord answered his prayer, and his wife Rebekah became pregnant.
啊，我们读这一节的时候，好像说，哎。以撒他不会生，他的祷告神都应允他，他就会生，好像哇一连串很快。
It seems as if when reading this, when Isaac's wife Rebecca was barren, he prayed and God made her pregnant. Seems as if the time is going so fast.
我们常常期待啊，我们每次祷告都好像那么快可以有答案。
And we hope that every time when we pray for something, immediately we'll receive our answer right away.
啊，我们已经习惯了这个现代生活这个快餐的文化，你去麦当劳 order 两分钟出来。吃完走了。
And we're so used to this fast food nation. Everything is so fast. You go to McDonald's, you order your meal, and it comes out, and very quickly you can finish your meal and leave.
那首先我们来看看，到底以撒为了他太太不会生啊，祷告了多久
？But let's first look at how long Isaac prayed for this wife.
以撒也很好，他没有说太太不会生，我再娶一个。
But Isaac was very good. He didn't think that my wife is barren, therefore I'll just marry another one.
以他当时年代来说，他是可以娶很多个的。
And at that time, a period of history, he was able to have many wives.
以撒因为他太太不会生，就为他祷告。
But Isaac, because his wife was barren, he prayed on behalf of his wife.
太太软弱，先生有责任。
And because the wife was weak, and therefore the responsibility was on the husband.
先生软弱，太太也有责任。
And if the husband is weak, then the wife will have this responsibility.
什么责任？
What kind of responsibility?
至少有祷告的责任。
At least you have the responsibility to pray for them.
哇，你不能说，哎，你不会生是你的事啊。
You can't say you're barren, this is your own business.
我帮你祷告，你安心。
Let me pray for you, and therefore rest in, and don't worry about it.
祷告了多久呢？
How long did he pray for?
二十节。
Verse 20.
以撒娶利百加的时候啊，他才四十岁。
And when Isaac when Rebecca married Isaac, Isaac was only 40 years old.
二十六节。
26.
当那个双子出生的时候，以撒正六十岁。
After the two sons they were born, he was 60 years old.
所以祷告了多少年
so we can count how many years he prayed for.
至少祷告了19年。
At least he prayed for 19 years.
怀孕一年不算呢。
And therefore we count on the 1 year that she was pregnant.
19年是很长的时间呢。19年之前我都不认识你们。
19 years is indeed a very long time. 19 years ago, I didn't even know any of you.
我们现在的青年19年之前还是小孩子。
And the youths, 19 years ago, they were still children.
但是以撒没有放弃。
But Isaac did not give up his hope.
祷告到神怜悯我为止。
He prayed until God has his mercy on him.
当然神有神的时候。
And of course, God has his own timing.
神有神的旨意。
God had his own will.
神要不要给我生？神的问题，神的恩典。
This is the grace of the Lord. Either God wants to give me for me to have children or not.
但是我不停地为太太祷告。
But I will not stop to pray for my wife.
今天也是一样。
Today is the same.
我们觉得说，哎呀，我求的东西很久了。
We would think that we've been praying for something for so long.
求圣灵求很久了。
We're praying for the Holy Spirit for so long.
求我先生来信主，求我太太来信主很久了。
I pray for my husband or my wife to come to believe in the Lord for so long.
当我们想已经祷告很久的时候，神可能说你还没有救够久，因为你觉得已经很久了。
But when you think about it in this manner, you think that you've been praying for a long time. God might think that because you think that you've been praying for a long time, it's not enough.
神看我们的耐心。
God will look at the way how we persevere.
啊，有个姐妹。
And our patience.
有个姐妹在大陆。
There was a sister in mainland China.
先生跑到日本去工作。
And the husband went to Japan for work.
很疏远他的太太。
And they grew very distant.
啊，回来的时候也不回家。
And when he came back, he wouldn't return back home.
回来不多久，又要说跑去别的国家工作。
And not long after he returned back to his country, and he said that he has to go to another country for work.
这个先生也还没有信主那时候。
And this husband, in the beginning, he had not even believed in the Lord.
太太很辛苦。
And the wife indeed lived a very hard life.
但是她没有埋怨神。
But she did not complain to the Lord.
既然这个先生是我选的。
Since this husband is one that I've chosen for myself.
求你怜悯我。
Lord, please have mercy on me.
感动他。
Please move him.
有一天浪子回头。
One day, he will be like the prodigal son.
没有放弃为他祷告。
I will not cease to pray for him.
为了自己的灵性。
For my own spirituality.
为了先生的灵性。
For the spirituality of my husband.
为了这个家庭。
For my family.
每天上教堂，眼泪流了，为先生祷告。
Every day, she would go to the church and shed tears for the husband and pray.
感谢神，过了很多年。
Thank the grace of the Lord after many years.
时间到了。
The timing has came.
先生突然间在外国遇到很大的车祸。
And the husband in a foreign country had encountered a very bad car crash.
他突然间醒过来。
And immediately he had awakened.
我到底在做什么？
What am I doing?
我在外国那么辛苦赚钱，就是为了家人啊。
In a foreign country, I try so hard to make the money. What is this for? It's for my family.
如果家人都疏离都远离，我怎么对得起他们呢？
If even my family, I've grown so distant from them, then how would I be able to repay them?
回头了，回头了。
I must return. I must turn back.
时间到了。
Because the timing is here.
所以我们祷告不要灰心。
And therefore, when we pray, do not give your hopes up.
一直仰望主，直到他怜悯我们。
Continue to look at the Lord until He has mercy on us.
唱赞美诗。
Let's all sing hymns.
134首。
134